This is Mistress Brighton of EnchantrixTees.com at 1-800-601-6975. And I am really excited today to show you guys my guide to feminization debauchery for sissies. That is the title of the blog. I have a lot of sissy blogs. I did not realize how many goddamn sissy blogs I had. Last month I did a top 5 humiliation bootcamp blog post because I have done a lot of group blogs for humiliation bootcamp, and I had a lot of fun looking up my old humiliation blogs and taking a trip down memory lane and 4 years worth of blog audios. So since the Sweet 16 Get Girly anniversary is coming up, I thought I'd do something similar except for all my sissy posts, and not just on Sissyville, but on my own blogs. I have several. There are some sissy blogs that I did on Virtual World Phone Sex, which is our Second Life themed blog. There's a few on Sissyville, and there are chock full of fucking sissy blogs on EnchantrixTees.com. So, without any further ado, I would like to tell you about some of the blogs that I have written about all things sissy. I cannot narrow these down to just 5, so I'm just going to go over a few of them, and then at the end we'll talk about how to find the rest. So here we go. The first one I want to talk about is Guide to Feminization. Oh, no. Wow. Duh. The first one I want to talk about is not the title of this blog, but it's called Sissy Training with a Pet Named Chastity. And it's my very first legit sissy blog post. And it's a story of my boy toy's punishment when he displeased me. If you've been reading my blog since I joined LDW in 2015, then you know about the boy toy, and you know that he is well endowed and somewhat submissive to me. So, a few years back, he did something really naughty, and part of his punishment was to have to wear nothing but panties, and then I tricked him into wearing a chastity cage. And I really enjoyed fucking with him, almost as much as I enjoy fucking him. Needless to say, after being my sissy for the week, he never pissed me off again. And you can click the link to read that blog. The next one, The Sissy Stepford Wives. Oh my fucking God. This is like one of my personal bests. I have a thing for the movie The Stepford Wives, and there's also a book. And I do believe, if my memory does not fail me, that I have the book as well as have seen the movie. And it's an amazing, if you're into horror and sci-fi, it's an amazing fucking book. And always the book is, you know, better than the movie. However, wasn't there a remake though? Isn't there like the original movie came out in the 70s and then there was a remake in like the early 2000s? Anyway, the Sissy Stepford Wives was one of my personal best blog I've ever written in regards to sissies, and the best audio as far as I'm concerned. If I had to pick a number one, this would probably be my number one. But since I don't have to pick number one, this is actually the second sissy blog post that I did. Anyone familiar with the book and the movie of the same name, The Stepford Wives, like I just said, will know exactly where this is going. Men, dominated by their high-profile wives and feminized, as once these women come into power, they have no more use for their husbands. That's what my twist was that... you know how in the beginning of the movie, if you've seen the movie, they've got these very successful, high-profile, high-power wives, And they kind of want their masculinity back, and they feel like these high power women have emasculated them. And they don't like that. And too fucking bad. I'm not going to give away too much more. You'll really have to watch the movie, or if you want to read the book, read the book. But what do you do with a useless husband, honestly, when you already have everything you want? And you could also throw like a cuckold twist in there and say, well, what if you've already got a stud and you've already got money and you're already successful and you really don't want a wimpy husband? Well, why not sissify him and make him a robotic cloned replica of your sissy husband too? So check that out. Also, the next one, The Becoming of a Sissy Cuckold Husband. Basically a rough summary of this blog, The Becoming of a Sissy Cuckold Husband, is basically every husband's worst nightmare. You're happily married, you've got a hot wife, you find out that your hot wife has been fucking someone else. And for wimpy husbands, it's the death knell for getting any more marital pussy. In this particular story, hubby not only finds out that his wife is cheating on him, but he finds out rather publicly and in the worst way possible. Very humiliating, very embarrassing. And then, even after discovering that his wife took a lover, the loser still gets on his knees and tasted the bitter triumph of another man's cum. Man card revoke, fully sissified, and without argument. So, moving into my next personal best, the Christmas Fairy. I wrote not one, but about four stories in the series of The Christmas Fairy. The very first one, obviously, I wrote for Christmas. At first, when you read it, it may not seem like a sissy story. However, once you get into parts 2 and 3, it becomes very clear what kind of fairy Mistress Brighton is. Trevor, who is the main character in the story, doesn't really know what he's in for in the first installment. He gets a shiny new BMW, and I don't want to give too much away, but basically Trevor doesn't really like his boss very much, and there's a very good reason why he doesn't like his boss very much. And once he gets that BMW from the Christmas Fairy, he starts to realize that everything has its price. And his price is whatever's left of his manhood. As the story progresses in The Christmas Fairy Part 2, you find out what the naughty fairy princess has in store and that she's got big, big plans for Trevor. So if you want to read that, go to the Christmas Fairy link. And then if you want to read the fairy saga in its entirety, make sure you read Part 2, Part 3, and The Cuckold Christmas Fairy, which I posted on thecuckoldlife.com, which is my cuckold blog. In case you guys didn't know that I had a cuckold blog, I have a cuckold blog. Moving on. The last blog, sissy blog, that I like to talk about is Sissy Brides and Wedding Cakes. It wouldn't be a sissy blog guide without a blushing sissy bride. I mean, think about it. That's like the ultimate for a lot of sissies, is not just being feminized, but having a sissy wedding and getting to wear the wedding dress. And of course, if you know anything about me, I have a sploshing phone sex blog too, and no cake is safe when I'm around. So, what happens when your bride-to-be leaves you at the altar with a big wedding bill? The wedding's paid for, and an even bigger cake. Well, Brighton happens. That's right. Chock full of sissies in wedding dresses and sploshing with wedding cake, by the way. Again, I have a sploshing blog. It's titled splashingphonesex.com. And I promise you that the sissy in the story has a really good time at her wedding in more ways than one. She has a ball. And she gets to ball. Hubba hubba. So do you want more? Do you want to know the depths of my sissy femdom depravity? If you are feeling brave, I would suggest you start with enchantrixtees.com and go hit the search feature on my blog and type in sissies or type in sissy, and then leave a comment on this blog with your favorite Brighton Sissy blog post, because I have a lot, and even though I have my favorites, I'm sure you guys, once you read or if you've been reading, have your own favorites, and I'd love to hear about those. In the meantime, the Get Girly shenanigans will be starting very soon. The blog train starts on... The blog train actually starts, I think, tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. You'll know when the blog train has started because we'll be tweeting about it. If you follow me on Twitter, wow, I can talk. If you follow me on Twitter, my Twitter name is Miss Brighton on Twitter. It's M as in Mary, S as in Sam, Brighton, like the city Brighton, like Brighton Beach in England, or Brighton Beach in Brooklyn, which I was named after. Hello, duh. Anyway, if you're interested in talking about all things sissies, or you're looking for sissy training, you can call me at 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Mistress Brighton. And again, you can read this blog at enchantrixtees.com. I will talk to all of you very, very soon. Bye-bye.